A number of trade union activists have urged public service workers to reject the extension to the Lansdowne Road Agreement because they say it fails to address the key demands of state employees. Well, I'm joined now by Ingrid Miley, our industrial affairs correspondent. Ingrid, who are the trade unions involved here? What exactly are they calling for?
Well, it's important to say that while they are activists in their unions, that they are not speaking on behalf of the unions. They are speaking in a personal capacity, and they've been activists for grassroots for some time. The unions represented were TUI, the Teachers Union of Ireland, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, the ASTI, the CPSU, which represents lower paid civil servants, and SIPTU. Now, these people have argued that the deal does not go far enough to restore the benefits that were taken away from union members during the recession. The key grievances that they have are that the pay restoration is inadequate, that the pension levy is being made permanent through higher contributions for pensions, that the additional working hours that were imposed during the recession are now being made permanent too, and that the deal does not do anything to address the two-tier pay structure that has arisen for new entrants. So as one person put it, it's a 4-0 win for the government, and they want the deal to be rejected by unions, and they want to go back to the table and try to seek a better deal.
And Ingrid, with these trade union activists, as you say, they're not representing the trade unions entirely, but how likely is it that this new deal will get over the line?
Well, at the moment, you'd have to say that it looks as if it augurs pretty well, because SIPTU and Impact, the two largest unions, when their leadership met, they decided to recommend acceptance. However, the Teachers Union of Ireland and the Irish National Teachers Organisation have voted to recommend against, and we'll have to wait and see how some other unions will come out in terms of their recommendations. But once those two main unions are in line for acceptance, if their members follow that recommendation, it would look as if the deal is likely to be carried. At that point, it's a question of whether individual unions are prepared to go with an aggregate vote of unions. But it's only through the ballots, which will be taking place over the next 3 months, that we will know whether the ideas put forward today, the resistance to this deal, will actually get traction. Because remember, by signing up to this, or by failing to sign up to the deal, you lose out on any of the side deals that have been negotiated for individual unions, and you still could be sanctioned by financial emergency legislation that remains on the statute book.
OK, well, Ingrid Miley, thank you for joining us with that. Well, it's time.